Said Brother Fingers, beginning to shake uncontrollably, while Lady Ramkin smiled the iron-hard, blank smile of a high-born lady who is determined not to show that she has understood what has just been said to her. "Put him in the coach, you two," said Vimes, "if it's all right with you, Lady Ramkin." "Sybil," corrected Lady Ramkin. Vimes blushed and plunged on. "It might be a good idea to get him indoors, charge him with the theft of one book, to wit, The Summoning of Dragons."
"Right you are, sir," said Sergeant Colon. "The pitchers are getting cold, too. You know how the cheese goes all manky when it gets cold?"
"And no kicking him either," Vimes warned. "Not even where it doesn't show. Carrot, you come with me."
Brother Fingers volunteered.
"And take Errol," added Vimes. "He's driving himself mad here. Game little devil. I'll give him that."
"Marvellous when you come to think about it," said Colon. Errol was trotting up and down in front of the ravaged building, whining.
"Look at him," said Vimes. "Can't wait to get to grips."
His gaze found itself drawn as though by wires up to the rolling clouds of fog.
"It's in there somewhere," he thought.
"What are we going to do now, sir?"
said Carrot, as the carriage rattled off.
"Not nervous, are you?"
said Vimes.
"No, sir."
The way he said it jogged something in Vimes's mind.
"No," he said, "you're not, are you? I suppose it's being brought up by the dwarfs that did it. You've got no imagination."
"I'm sure I try to do my best, sir," said Carrot firmly.
"Still sending all your pay home to your mother?"
"Yes, sir."
"You're a good boy."
"Yes, sir." "So what are we going to do, Captain Vimes?" Carrot repeated.
Vimes looked around him. He walked a few aimless, exasperated steps. He spread his arms wide and then flopped them down by his sides.
"How should I know?" he said. "Warn people, I guess. We'd better get over to the Patrician's palace, and then..."
There were footsteps in the fog. Vimes stiffened, put his finger to his lips, and pulled Carrot into the shelter of a doorway. A figure loomed out of the billows. "Another one of them," thought Vimes. Well, there's no law about wearing long black robes and deep cowls. There could be dozens of perfectly innocent reasons why this person is wearing a long black robes and a deep cowl and standing in front of a melted-down house at dawn. "Perhaps I should ask him to name just one." He stepped out.
"Excuse me, sir," he began.
The cowl swung round. There was a hiss of indrawn breath.
"I just wonder if you would mind..." "After him, Lance Constable!"
The figure had a good start. It scuttled along the street and had reached the corner before Vimes was halfway there. He skidded around it in time to see a shape vanish down an alley. Vimes realised he was running alone. He panted to a halt and looked back, just in time to see Carrot jog gently around the corner.
"What's wrong?" he wheezed.
"Sergeant Colon said I wasn't to run," said Carrot.
Vimes looked at him vaguely. Then slow comprehension dawned.
"Oh," he said, I see. I don't think he meant in every circumstance, lad."
He stared back into the fog. "Not that we had much of a chance in this fog and these streets."
"Might have been just an innocent bystander, sir," said Carrot.
"What, in Ankh-Morpork?"
"Yes, sir."
"We should have grabbed him then, just for the rarity value," said Vimes.
He patted Carrot on the shoulder. "Come on, we'd better get along to the Patrician's palace."
"The King's palace," corrected Carrot.
"What?"
said Vimes, his train of thought temporarily shunted.
"It's the King's palace now," said Carrot.
Vimes squinted sideways at him. He gave a short, mirthless laugh.
"Yeah, that's right," he concluded. "Our dragon-killing king. Well done, that man."
He sighed. "They're not going to like this."
They didn't. None of them did. The first problem was the palace guard. Vimes had never liked them. They'd never liked him. Okay, so maybe the rank were only one step away from petty scofflaws, but in Vimes's professional opinion, the palace guard these days were only one step away from being the worst criminal scum the city had ever produced. A step further down. They'd have to reform a bit before they could even be considered for inclusion in the 10 most unwanted list. They were rough. They were tough. They weren't the sweepings off the gutter. They were what you still found sticking to the gutter when the gutter sweepers had given up in exhaustion. They'd been extremely well paid by the patrician, and presumably were extremely well paid by someone else now, because when Vimes walked up to the gates, a couple of them stopped lounging against the walls and straightened up while still maintaining just the right amount of psychological slouch to cause maximum offence.
"Captain Vimes," said Vimes, staring straight ahead, "to see the king. It's of the utmost importance."
"Yeah, well, it'd have to be," said a guard.
Captain Slimes, was it?
Vimes, said Vimes evenly, with a V. One of the guards nodded to his companion.
Vimes, he said, with a V.